Gun, flex right stack. 394 dragon smoke. Kill, turbo, sucker right.
397! Quick snaps with Kostaki Economopolis. You gotta be kidding me. Economopolis? Quick snaps with Kostaki Economopolis on QFMLS 96LS.
Time for quick snaps with comedian Kostaki Economopolis. Hey, Kostaki.
Hello.
Hey. Good morning.
What is going on to the biggest name in comedy?
The sun's up in L.A. That's nice.
Yeah, and the Cowboys lost, so it's a good morning.
That's true. I like when the Cowboys lose. And the Falcons won. Julio Jones had his first touchdown in almost a year. It's crazy.
Wow.
He hadn't scored in 343 days. What, did he have a baby too? What happened? 343 days. Game of Thrones takes less time off. The Falcons were up 28-7 in the third quarter, and I'm sitting there like, I don't like this. This doesn't feel safe at all. Is there a Falcon syndrome when you're anxious when your team is winning by a lot? They can name it after me, Economopolitis.
You've had that for 300 and some days, right?
Yeah, I've had it for, it's been quite a lot, actually.
Now, Kostaki,
40 years.
I know they won and they beat your team. Is that why you hate the Patriots?
I hate the Patriots. I've hated them for years. They have everything, right?
Yeah.
They have the best coach of all time, the best quarterback
right.
of all time, the best tight end of all time. And they're in a division with the Dolphins, Jets, and Bills.
Right.
Is there a lesser threesome in the history of the universe? The Three Stooges are scarier than that threesome. The Three Amigos are scarier. Or as some people call them, a dangerous caravan.
Shoots and Chipmunks.
There's a lot of threesomes less scary. Snap, Crackle, and Pop are more scary. The Marx Brothers, Charlie's Angels, Manny Moe and Jack, right? The Three Blind Mice, Rush, the Powerpuff Girls, Three's Company. Yeah, I hate the Patriots. They're just so easy to hate. They're good. In my next life, I'm going to pick a lesser team to hate. It's been tough rooting against them.
See, you should hate against the Browns because bad things happen to the Browns.
The Browns are easy. They're easy.
Yeah, that's true.
That's yes. true. The Browns are so bad, the poop emoji changed colors to purple just to get Now former Browns coach Hugh Jackson said his firing was premature. I thought it was the most mature things the Browns have done in a long time.
Yeah. What is he, 2-38 or something?
He's won 3 games in 36 months. You can physically have more babies in that time span. You know?
Yes.
How is that premature?
That is great.
The other big game of the week was, of course, the Rams and Saints.
Oh, it was such a great game.
That was a good one.
That was a great game, right? Yep. Here's something you never have to say ever. They're going to party in New Orleans tonight. The Saints and Rams scored a combined 80 points, to which Nathan Peterman said, "In football?" This poor kid, the Bills quarterback, Nathan Peterman.
Oh, he's so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, he said he doesn't feel snake bitten. Because you don't feel snake bitten when you've been swallowed whole by a python.
Yeah.
If the Bears D was Alec Baldwin, Nathan Peterman just stole his parking spot. Right? Big Ben had a punt this week. That's nothing. The Raiders punted their whole season recently, right?
Oh, yes.
John Gruden says players are dying to play for the Raiders. Well, he's close. Players' careers die, then they play for the Raiders.
Yes.
Yeah, then they go. Right on.
Yes.
Right. John Gruden is like Michael Landon in Highway to Heaven. He escorts you from the NFL into the next phase of life. Like, yeah, you're done here.
Kostaki, you got up early today, didn't you? You are on it. You got a baby that doesn't sleep. You were up probably.
True. Also true. We got a lot going on. All right, I got to cover this one last story.
Okay, give it to us. Give it to us. Here we go. We're ready.
My favorite story of the week.
All right.
Giants backup quarterback Kyle Laletta was arrested for almost hitting a police officer with his car.
Saw that.
How very much like a Giants player to almost hit someone. Among other charges, eluding police. You see, there's a crime Eli could never commit. he hasn't eluded anything for a while, unless you count victory. And finally, he literally, they arrested him and took him to jail for 6 hours. Think how much of an a-hole you have to be arrested at a traffic stop during the day when you're sober and white.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Kostaki.
Thanks, guys.